At GoDaddy.com, we believe you can do amazing things on the internet. Start with a domain name, then build yourself a website, or have GoDaddy build one for you. From hosting and online shopping carts to SSL certificates, GoDaddy has the tools you need at prices to fit any budget. Get your .com for $5.49 when you use the code T31 at checkout. GoDaddy.com, domains, websites, and everything in between.
Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast at the ungodly hour of 9 a.m. How do you office workers do this? Yes, we've hit the studio on Friday morning to give immediate reaction to last night's Samsung Galaxy S3 launch. Hold on, I can't really do this without an orchestra. Yeah, that's better. The soothing sounds of the London Metropolitan Orchestra playing at last night's launch. We'll bring you all these stats, all the features, there's lots of them, and your thoughts on the new flagship phone. They're not all complimentary. Plus, Rhee's report from the event itself. Is there anything else? Yes, BlackBerry 10, it's finally here. Well, sort of. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 smashes pre-order records on Amazon, and driverless cars. They'll be here in 10 years. They will. All that. Plus the... Hold on, that's enough orchestra. Plus the usual gubbins with my sleepy co-host, not the lovely Rhee Morgan. She's far too sleepy after last night's launch. But the man who does get out of bed for less than 10 grand, it transpires. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Well, I mean, technically this is a recorded show, so we don't need to have come in this early. The reason we've come in this early is because Dan's going to a wedding.
Yeah, sorry about that. I've got to go, you know. So what, you were late last night at gig?
I was seeing New Order, the popular beat combo.
Oh, yes, I've heard that.
Yes. Which was, well, that wasn't so much of a problem, but then I had a number of beverages afterwards.
I see. Well, I drove down from London last night. I got in at 3 a.m., having cut up all the audio for the podcast. And Rhee says she went to bed at 2:30. So you went to a gig, and then had some drinks, you're here. I got to bed at 3, having driven down from Manchester. I'm here.
Where are you going?
Where is Rhee? Where is Rhee? You see?
Well, it's not the quantity of work that you do. I'm sure it's the quality as well. It's very draining doing two camera reports about a phone you've just seen.
This is it. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Whilst having vast amounts of free booze poured down your gullet.
Anyway, we'll get on to the S3. But your thoughts on this week, first of all?
My thoughts on this week? Well...
What a week it was.
What a week it was. And my thoughts are be careful around robotic cleaners.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I've told a few people this story, and they tend to look at me in a kind of, why is Duncan making up this obviously false story kind of way. But I was locked out of my house by a robot vacuum cleaner.
What, your new house?
This week, yes.
Hold on, right.
Yeah, it was... I mean, I won't say what the brand of vacuum was, because to be honest, it wasn't really the robot's fault. It's a design flaw in my flat. Mm. But yeah, we came home after a night on the tiles, and I couldn't get the door open. Like, it sort of opened a little bit, but what had happened was that my bathroom door is immediately behind my front door, yes. And it got pushed to a position where it had wedged. Like, it literally wedged, because the door handle is one of those rather... It's not a door knob, it's like quite a long handle.
Right.
And it had got wedged between that and the door.
Brilliant.
So it was completely impossible to open. And we were like, well, how the hell has this happened? And I was thinking maybe a gust of wind. There's no... there was no wind. And we worked out... It was the bloody robot.
How did you get in?
Oh, well, that was a story in itself. I had to take the shoelace out of my shoe. Because, like I say, you could open it a little bit.
This is very Boy Scout.
Yeah, very. I was quite pleased with myself, actually. Yeah. I had to sort of almost lasso the shoelace around the door handle. Then I was able to pull it down because I couldn't get my arm in because of my bulging bicep. I couldn't get my arm around.
So it really wasn't open very far then.
No, not very far at all. But by doing that, I was at least able to... Yeah, then I was able to sort of get round and open the door, which was fun. But the being locked out bit was, that was no fun. Yeah, so...
Locked out by your cleaner, but locked out by your robotic cleaner.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like I say, I mean, it's because it shouldn't be possible, obviously, for two doors to do that in a flat. So it's more the fault of that. But it did make me... James's reaction was... He was like, the robot had done it on purpose. He was going, I don't feel safe with it in the house. Get rid of it.
I'm like, well, it didn't. I can't sleep with that thing around.
It didn't do it on purpose. But then on Wednesday, I woke up to find it sitting on the end of my bed, just watching me. Mm. Just watching me with one red eye.
Red light glowing.
Pulsing.
I was slightly worried for lots of BBC correspondents yesterday because the missiles, the surface-to-air missiles that are going to protect us during the Olympics were unveiled.
Yeah, I feel safe.
And it was kind of like a RoboCop thing. And it was just set to sort of move randomly. They were obviously displaying how agile it was.
Mm.
In the back, just behind these BBC reporters doing their reports, and every now and then it would sort of target them. lock on.
You have 20 seconds to comply.
Anyway, everyone survived. Anyway, on to our top story, and the Samsung Galaxy S2 sold a spanking 20 million. So when the invite dropped for the next Galaxy, well, we were pretty excited. Very excited.
The next Galaxy! Whoa!
Not as excited as him, of course.
Was that Samsung CEO?
That was... I'll explain what that was. Was there last night.
Tell us about it, Ree.
Yeah, well, she can't tell you about it, but we'll hear a little snippet from her shortly. But we at least were watching the live stream and were treated, if that's the word, to Zoe Hardman, who carried out a Vox on just how excited people were about the launch.
Which, who's Zoe Hardman?
I don't know.
It's a good name for
a
woman.
She garnered that man you heard from earlier. I did have a clip of the most excited man on that, who was basically, the words coming out of his mouth were exciting. You know, he was very excited, all the features he was looking forward to.
Yeah.
But he just spoke for about 30 seconds in the most monotone voice. It's classic. Oh. I got a clip of him, and then it's for some reason it's garbled now, so I can't play at you.
This is going great. This special podcast.
What I mean is, you should listen back to it. Just it's only. It's in,
where can
it's
I listen like, back to it?
On the.
Are you saying this to me personally? Or are you saying this
everyone,
to listeners in general?
Everyone, oh, okay. Go and listen to the Vox. It's at the start of the video on Samsung's own. I think it's called the nextgalaxy.com. They'll go in there and listen. Look.
So
out,
it's basically
look,
somebody going. Should we recreate it in the studio?
Yes, there we go. So, I'm very excited about the new features.
I've never been as excited about something in my life.
Samsung's a really excellent brand, and they always come out with something really interesting. It went on and on and on. And because Zoe Hardman is the most bubbly, bouncy thing that Samsung could have found to hold a microphone, the contrast is, it's apparent. Anyway.
Do you think Zoe Hardman's got a brother?
Called?
I don't know, called whatever, Dave. Dave Hardman.
Dave Hardman. Yeah.
That'd be a great. Like, imagine if you were a bouncer or going for a job as a bouncer. What's your name? Dave Hardman. You've got the job.
There we are. You're in. Let's hear anyway.
Is Zoe Hardman good to find?
Let's hear a little from the launch. This is how it went down.
It's Thursday, the 3rd of May, 2012. This is the biggest launch event of the year. Please welcome President and Head of IT and Mobile Communication Division, Samsung Electronics, Mr. J.K. Shin.
Today, I'm very excited to finally introduce the next Galaxy, the Galaxy S3, the best-in-class smartphone in the world. It's not just that most advanced mobile technologies are housed in this device. They enable the phone to see you, listen to you, and understand what you want. The screen of Samsung Galaxy S3 recognizes your eye movement and stays on while you are looking at it. It recognizes your voice to play your favorite song and turn the volume up or down. It understands your intention to make a call and calls for you. And now, this is the moment the world has been waiting for. The Samsung Galaxy S3.
Wow. Soak up that applause, S3. It's all for you.
The way she pronounced his name, she made it sound like his name was J.K. Shin.
It's J.K. Shin.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she basically made it sound like J.K. Shin. So is J.K. Shin on vacation?
It's J.Lo on on holiday.
Yeah.
It's a J.K. Shin.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no, it's Jay's not in his office. Yeah, he's on vacation. So J.K. Shin's on vacation. It's like a sort of Abbott and Costello sketch, only less funny. Let's move on.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good that he did it in English, in a way. Yes. Might it not have been better to speak in his native tongue and in have Korean subtitles?
Well, they always do speak in English. I was at the last one when they unveiled the S2. It was all in English, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But
well, I'm not going to make any racist remarks or anything.
No, exactly. I mean, but, you know
obviously his...
Our Korean is pretty shoddy.
Yeah, I mean, his English absolutely pisses on my Korean. But, I mean, I wouldn't really attempt to unveil a massive
That's it.
Product,
I can't. You kind of feel that they need a, you know, someone, a Jobsian...
Or...
person to unveil these things.
Maybe they should flip the script completely, forget about introducing it vocally, and introduce it through the medium of dance.
Brilliant.
Or a sort of interpretive mime.
Yes, yes, I just, like it.
He could just be like, he's sort of pushing
maybe
against the iPhone, and then he's like trapped in a glass box of lack of choice.
Narrated.
And then bursts out.
Narrated by panpipes.
Yeah, well, they had the orchestra there.
They did.
They could have really gone to town. Yeah, you see? I'm now miming being in a glass box.
It's beautiful. Right.
Don't know why, but that's always a popular mime, isn't it?
4.8-inch AMOLED. Oh,
yeah, and everybody be sitting there taking notes. Responds to voice commands. I suppose you can mime that easily enough.
Yeah, go for it, yeah. Well, okay, well, that could be that. Or it could
this
be,
mime element that I'm incorporating into this week's podcast is not really... It's not working, is it?
Sexual act. I'm not sure where you're going with that. Anyway... yes, the biggest launch of the year, according to Susie Perry...
Well, so far.
So far.
Well,
right.
I don't know. Well, maybe the iPad 3 was bigger, or whatever it was called. The new iPad.
The new iPad. Was that bigger?
Hard to say.
Okay,
all hard
right.
to
well,
say, Dan.
All right, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's narrow it down. Biggest phone launch of the year.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, definitely.
Will it? So what you're saying is iPhone 5 will be bigger?
Who am I to say? Who am I to say? I suppose, actually, I mean, that guy did put a certain amount of enthusiasm into his... presentation there, at least, which is more than the sort of post Jobsian Apple crowd can generally
manage. I have to say, let's start with the design, because that's the first thing you saw when he whipped out the phone.
Well, if we start with the design, we can get that over with very quickly, because there doesn't seem to be any design. It just looks like a phone, if you know what I mean.
I know, and
it looks like one of the HTC ones from last year, because firstly, it is large,
even that,
and secondly, it's
just,
rather bland.
It's plastic again.
Well, I don't have a problem with plastic as such. I do. I mean, obviously, I love the iPhone being made of glass and metal and all the rest of it, but I don't have a problem with plastic.
I wasn't thrilled.
Per se.
I wasn't thrilled with, excuse me, with the S2, but at least I can see the S2 had some design element going on. It looked distinctive.
That.
The whole pebble thing that they've got
that's
going
bollocks.
On. That's the Palm Pre. I mean, in fact, there's a lot of Palm Pre in this when you start to drill down. I mean, people were saying on the Facebook group last night, but... It doesn't look modern to me. I don't know. Maybe I haven't had it in the hand. Maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the best bit you could say about it is that it's not trying too hard.
Okay.
Which is an accusation you could perhaps level at the HTC's new sort of line of phones, is that maybe they've gone a bit over the top with their kind of satellite coating processes
But I do like unibody on the HTC range. I really love that.
Maybe I'm slightly playing devil's advocate here.
Okay.
It is a very boring looking thing, I agree.
Is,
and it's a very large thing as well. So
thing of saying, it's a much larger screen, but
the bezel is
minute.
Yeah.
They said it's hardly bigger.
But it's bigger, isn't it? I mean, hardly bigger, that's bigger.
Mm.
And they can't pull this one forever. They can't keep on making the screens bigger and saying, well, we've made the bezel smaller. The bezel is now a negative amount. So it's actually, although the screen is 9 inches across, the phone is only 7 inches across.
Although
they can't do that indefinitely.
The thing is,
Dunga,
though you and I, arbiters of all that is gadgety, say continually that we don't want bigger screens, apparently this is what the public want. People are screaming out for bigger screens, much bigger, I want a huge screen.
Well, I suppose the proof shall be in the pudding there. I mean, the Galaxy S2 was a bit bigger and sold very well.
Yeah.
This is bigger again, does that mean it'll sell even more? I guess we'll find out.
It's an exponential correlation.
Perhaps it is. Yeah. I mean, is the 1S hurtling off the shelves in its millions as we speak?
Well, the 1X. Is
1X,
the big
sorry,
one.
I apologise.
Yeah.
The 1X.
Yeah. Well, that would be the I guess the 1X is selling better than the 1S, so...
But that's because they're really pushing it, isn't it?
Well, true. Okay.
And also, they've crippled... I don't understand why they crippled the 1S by only giving it 16 gigs. It's almost like, oh, we'll put out this other phone, but we don't really like it. It's like the ginger-headed stepchild, or whatever the expression is.
All right. Well, you mentioned gigabytes there. So spec-wise, I mean, it's quad-core. Of course, has to be, you know.
Well, everybody was in agreement in your absence last week that it had to have quad-core.
Absolutely. And it's 4.8-inch, as we mentioned. Super-duper AMOLED.
Super-duper AMOLED.
what's
the resolution? It's like 720p, isn't it?
Yeah, seriously. And it's 16 gig, 32 gig, and 64 gig.
Just like a certain other brand of phone.
Certain other brand. Yes, can't think.
But you can still remove the battery and stuff. So it does. They haven't completely gone down. Because I did notice, and I thought it was quite funny, that a lot of the more prestigious Android phones now, although for many years, I don't know if the companies were necessarily. Yeah, no, the companies were saying it, and people who are vocally supportive of Android were like, well, with the iPhone, you can't take the battery out, and it uses micro SIMs. And, and now every single sort of big Android phone that comes out does exactly the same thing.
Speaking of the battery, it's 2100 mAh, which is actually quite big.
That's what scientists call quite big.
Yes, I don't mean physically. I mean in power terms, that's a decent...
Well, I think physically it's quite large as well.
Yeah, I mean, by nature, the more capacity in the battery, the bigger it has to be. But that is a generous...
That's true. You can't fight the laws of physics,
there
Dan.
There we go.
Try as you might.
That is a generous battery.
And that's a good battery.
Samsung, that's a good...
I do like it.
I love a good battery, me. Samsung saying, you don't need to worry about battery life. I take that with a pinch of salt, but still.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Yes. they are insisting that this will last, the course.
Yeah, that's all they need to do. I think we've now all unfortunately accepted, you have to charge smartphones up every day.
Mm.
But, I mean, a lot of smartphones, you have to do more than that. And that, to me, is just unacceptable. And I think to most people, that's unacceptable. So hopefully, with this monster of a battery...
Then we're fine. Okay. The specs, they're just a tick list, aren't they? Of, like...
Stuff.
I could have written these specs... yesterday morning.
To be fair, I thought, it'll be more like the S2. But Ree and Mr. Wooden last week, they basically reeled off exactly what it's appeared as. They were like, it'll be a great big screen because that's Samsung's thing. It'll have better battery life because it has to. Yeah. It'll have the camera. I mean, obviously anyone can say the camera will be there. But it is.
Yeah, 8 megapixel, not 12. Some people wanted 12. Who cares?
I don't care about the number of megapixels, as I was saying last week.
As long as it's a decent quality between, the difference between 8 and 12 is there is no difference unless you want to crop. But if you're cropping such a tiny sensor, it will come out awful. Honestly, trust me, you don't need 12 megapixels with this size of sensor.
Yeah.
But it's essentially a 1X in a Samsung case so far. But for most of the presentation last night, it wasn't really about the hardware. It was about the features.
Mm.
Masses of features that they have. I'll reel off some of them. Smart Stay, S Voice, Direct Call, S Beam, All Share Cast, All Share Play, Best Photo, Music Hub, on and on and on.
Mm.
They kept coming out with these things. Some of them, S Voice reads very much like Siri to me.
Yeah.
In fact, there's some suggestion that it uses the same engine because it's a third party company that provides it to Apple. So maybe Samsung are using exactly the same sort of engine.
And just like Siri, nobody will use it.
Maybe
in the Far East.
Well, they have
people in the Far East are pretty bloody uptight. So I just can't. I don't know. Certainly, nobody in Britain is really walking around
talking to their phone.
Siri, fetch me shopping.
Yeah, they demonstrated it by saying Siri. They said
S voice.
Take a picture, and then it took a picture, and it's like, well, yes, but I don't.
I'd rather have a button.
I can see
a timer.
If they can get it right for when you're driving, something like that, open that text, read it back to me, blah, 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 call so-and-so, all that kind of business. If they can cope with car noise and my voice, I'll be happy because that is useful.
Lots of features, that's all good.
Yeah.
But what it did make me think of was, obviously, Samsung's other big business is TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And Samsung, all TVs, in fact, now when you buy them, the cases are covered in about 9 billion logos for the features, many of which you never, ever use.
Yes.
And it just made me think of that. It's just like, it's just reeling off. So, but many of them, not necessarily completely new features. They just sort of found a way to...
Badge them as being a thing, which
is quite Apple-esque.
There was a lot kind of that's on the iPhone that's now on that. So they had S, I think it was S Beam. I'm trying to remember what each of them was, but I think S Beam was the one where you can mirror what's on the screen to other devices. They've got a dongle that plugs into anything that has HDMI, so you can, put your presentation on the telly or whatever you want to do. Very Apple TV, really.
The dongle come with it?
It's available
separately. Very much Apple
All
TV.
Share
HTC
Play.
Has the same thing as well now.
Yeah, and All Share Play, they have, you can... they've got music matching to stick all your music in the cloud, very Apple, so on and so forth.
It's not that Apple invented all those things.
So we've got parity. But there were some really unique features.
Tell me about the unique features, Dan.
All right, well, Smart Stay. So the camera, the front-facing camera, has eye tracking.
Oh, yes.
It knows when the screen is being looked at and keeps the backlight on. Now, is this a gimmick? Is this genius? I'm kind of halfway. I don't know, because it is annoying when your backlight goes off and you're looking at something.
Video or whatever. But then why doesn't the software just not turn off the backlight when you've got a video?
That would be fine. Is this, you know...
Well, it's very clever. I mean, the thing is, the problem with talking about these things immediately after a phone's announced and before you've had any time to play with it is all you can do is say, yes, that sounds like an interesting feature.
Yeah.
If it works. Yes, and that is, and in that indeed is all I can say about it. I can see utility for this. I mean, it's quite an attention grabbing feature, and I can see utility to it. Does it work or not? I have no idea because I haven't used the phone for a week.
Okay,
I'll get back to you when I have.
Yeah, the camera. We mentioned the camera, 8 megapixels, which let me tell you is enough. Don't complain about the fact that it's not 12. If you do, I will come round and personally slap you.
Mm.
But it's
don't say the number of megapixels equates to it being better or worse.
Yeah,
that's what gets my goat.
Yes, it's 3.3 frames per second, which is quite speedy, and they were making a lot of
sort of burst mode. That's all right. Yeah,
Of best photo, it takes 8 shots, and now this is the bit that's a bit. It takes 8 shots. Normally, at that point, you then scroll through the 8 and you select the one you like, and it keeps it. But the S3 has this best photo feature where it will automatically select the best one.
Well, decide which one you like best.
Yeah.
Based on what?
I don't know. I guess it will know if it's out of focus or blurry or whatever. I mean, there's things like that.
But that's a technical thing. If you want it out of focus?
It would know if someone's smiling or looking at the camera.
Mm.
So, you know, I guess... But still...
So are Samsung saying they've basically invented a microprocessor that can appreciate art?
Yes, essentially that is it.
It can get inside the creative mind and decide, yeah, well, okay, I suppose, to be fair, 999 out of 1,000 photographs taken on a smartphone are a picture of somebody smiling at the camera. So I guess, yeah, maybe it can.
No big launch will be complete without your audio boo reaction. So
this long-running feature that we have very frequently.
Yes, let's hear from Beef Queen, Daniel Evans, and Simon White.
Hello, this is James, a.k.a. Beef Queen.
My thoughts on the new Samsung S3. I think that Samsung have made, from the sort of looks of it, a really decent... solid-made Android phone.
The Samsung Galaxy S3 isn't an amazing update that I and probably an awful lot of other people were looking for.
I think probably what summed up for me was a quote from someone from Samsung who said that it was inspired by water, wind, leaves and pebbles.
What really uses all four cores on the Android market right now? Probably very little.
Like the warmth of the beach... and will offer a whole new mobile experience like never before.
I can see why some people are frustrated, because they may have been expecting the sort of the next Jesus phone, the next coming of the next great technology.
That just really left me thinking that if someone's going to talk that amount of guff about what is just a mobile phone, then it probably doesn't have that very many new features.
I personally don't like the new design. I think it just looks a bit rubbish, and I think the S2's body looked a bit better. It looked less round or less pebbly.
So those are my thoughts on the Samsung S3.
There we go.
Who was the guy with the Irish accent?
So the first person you heard was Beef Queen.
Beef Queen.
The very.
No, that's Mr. Queen to you.
The very low voice was Simon White. And Daniel Evans is still speaking. He went on for another 30 seconds, but only dogs can hear that part. So.
The one with the Irish accent sounded like he was leisurely pleasuring himself whilst...
I'm sure Simon wasn't.
There's certainly something peculiar going on with his tone of voice there.
Anyway, it's out on the 29th of May. Vodafone has 1 month exclusivity on the 32GB model.
There's nothing wrong with that. No. What a gentleman does whilst talking about phones in the privacy of his own home.
That's what audio boo's for. Exactly. Yes, thank you. Right. Plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Oh. Yes, RIM and BlackBerry have revealed a small glimpse of... that's very loud, don't we? That's better. Whew. That's too quiet now. That's better.
Quality audio work there, Dan.
Have revealed a small glimpse of BlackBerry 10 with always-on multitasking, a completely updated touchscreen keyboard with fluid swipe-style predictive text, and an overhaul of the camera. So far, we've only seen an early version, but expect large interactive tiles with apps running fully in the background till you need them.
Great. After Call of Duty, after Call of Duty Black Ops 2 had its official unveiling this week, Amazon has revealed it's eclipsed the day one pre-order figures set by its predecessor.
Wow.
Is that its predecessor as in Black Ops 1, or its predecessor as in
Black Ops
whatever
1.
The last no, Call Black of Duty
Black
was?
Ops.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah.
Shifting more advanced copies in its opening 24 hours on sale than the 2010 original. Ah, if I'd continued to read the script, yeah, all would have become clear. Black Ops 2 racked up more than triple the sales.
Wow.
It won't be in gamers' hands until November, though.
Everything Everywhere is taking its campaign for 4G this year to the people. After official objections from other networks, the Orange and T-Mobile owner has launched the 4G Britain campaign to target business leaders and consumer heads. EE says it's a call for attention to let the UK catch up with the other 34 countries that already have 4G.
Hmm. The Xbox 360 and Windows 7 could soon be pulled from the shelves in Germany.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. Motorola's won an injunction over Microsoft's use of H.264 video playback. Always a thorny issue. And coding. Products could start disappearing next week. Motorola says it remains open to resolving this matter.
That's lawyer speak.
Mm-hmm. Just another round in the endless procession of patent disputes.
Got 32 grand burning a hole in your pocket? I know I have. Then buy a Vauxhall Ampera. The electric hybrid has gone on sale in the UK, touted as the first real-world solution to electric car ownership. Crowned European Car of the Year for 2012, it combines the zero emissions of electric with a petrol engine for when the battery runs dry. It's available from 24 specialist Vauxhall dealers across the UK.
But wait! But wait. One of GM's top bods has told T3 that full autonomous driverless cars are less than a decade away.
Wow.
I almost said anonymous there, which would have been hilarious.
Oi.
R&D Supremo, Dr. Nady Bulls.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a free country.
Yeah.
Told us by the middle of the decade, the first semi-autonomous capability will be introduced with more sophisticated self-driving systems by the end of the decade. Hurrah!
Hurrah indeed.
Oh, God, such a hangover.
Yeah.
Dr. Nady Bulls.
Why not?
So we got Mr. Vacation, Dr. Nady Bulls.
Trying to get more of your actions on the S3. There's a lot of them here. I don't think we can read all of these.
Well, I'll read them very fast.
Yeah, go on. Don't take a few of these.
I can see you're itching to get off to your wedding. Jack Malcolmson. Gosh, the Galaxy S3 doesn't really look like a flagship phone. I think the curvier design is actually quite childish.
Mm.
I'll go for the 1X instead.
Yeah.
Liam Mulholland. I don't like the design. It looks too plasticky, and the 1X looks better.
Mm.
Yes, a charisma. Seems like they nicked a few ideas from Palm.
They did. The wireless charging, they said, was a first on a mobile phone, but Palm did it.
Lying bastards.
There we go.
I hate it when people do that. Shall I read these ones on behalf of Reed?
Go on, read Daniel Evans.
Daniel Evans says, it is the software that makes this phone special.
Oh, God.
I'm going to stop doing that.
The
design seems to have changed from... Yeah, it'd be like Ashton Kutcher. People, why are you mocking Indian people? I was like, no, that was Welsh. I wasn't mocking the Welsh, by the way. I just want to make clear that. Oh, God. Can we start again? No.
Yeah.
Okay, the design seems to have changed from the proto body I saw before, but hands-on with the early software was pretty impressive. Personally, for me, it won't make me jump ship to an Samsung phone, whereas the HTC did tempt me. The real test will be to see how it copes in the wild. Yes, that's what we said earlier.
Good point,
well
made. Callum Newton, I don't know what it is about the design. It just doesn't look great. I'm with you, Callum. The spec sheet's amazing. Better than the 1X? Similar.
Identical, I think,
similar,
is the word.
Similar, I'd say, yeah. He says he hasn't had time to compare, but the design just ruined it for me. Mm. Well, wait till it's in the hand, Callum. You know, give it a little longer. Josh Archer, glad I went for the 1X, is all he had to say on the matter. And James Mack sums it up, what an ugly phone. There we go.
Well... It's not even ugly, though, is it? It's just nondescript.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
It's all right.
What have we got for our gadget of the week? Is that an air ram I see before me?
Yes, it is. Listen to its song. This
is a bit of a vacuum cleaner special, Dunk.
Yeah, well, after the disaster with the robot vacuum cleaner, I was fortunate enough to go to the launch of this product, which... say what you like about its sort of slightly plasticky appearance. It doesn't lock you out of your flat.
There we go.
Because it's you have to push it around.
Vacuum,
it's not autonomous.
As vacuum cleaners go, is this a vacuum cleaner or a floor sweeper? Because it has.
Let me talk you through it. Its feature set. There, Dan. Basically, what they're claiming, okay, and who am I to argue?
Is it wireless? It looks wireless.
Yeah, it's a cordless vacuum cleaner provides the same, if not the same suction, the same cleaning performance. And apparently, men in white coats have tested this.
Yeah.
The same cleaning performance as a Dyson, top of the range Dyson. for one tenth, I think, of the energy use.
Okay.
Runs off a lithium-ion battery. And they say, and this claim does sound like bollocks, that it could pay for itself within 5 years in lesser electricity bills if you're the kind of person who spends their entire life vacuuming their carpets.
Right.
But the cordlessness is very good. This very light.
Yeah. I mean, this is G-Tech, isn't it? Because we have...
Yeah.
I can... Speaking of experience here, they do a floor sweeper, which is actually pretty good. If you can't
a floor sweeper, as in like a U-Bank.
It's a floor sweeper.
One of those ones
that goes when you push
it along.
It's electric. Like there's ones that aren't. Yeah, you can just push them along and they rotate themselves. But this one's rechargeable,
and
it's not as powerful as a Dyson or whatever. But it's a pretty good. Like if you don't want to get out the vacuum cleaner, it's really good. So if they've made a more powerful version that looks a bit sexier, as this Airam does,
it's not so much that it's more powerful version of that. I think they've refought the whole thing. Apparently, okay. I have to say.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure this is a one-off occurrence and only happened to my model,
right.
But the wheel did fall off the second time I used it.
Right.
But I think it hadn't been attached properly at the factory because I was able to sort of actually attach it and it hasn't fallen off since.
Oh, okay.
But nobody's as handy as me. You could be...
not everyone can get back into their house with just a shoelace.
Exactly. Not everybody's a kind of Bear Grylls-style action man,
such as
myself.
Okay. All right. Well, what's it called? G-Tech Airam.
And I do think Airam... I don't know. I'm not sure that's a great name.
Yeah, there was a feature on the podcast group about inappropriate product names.
Yeah, anal tech.
That did join the list. So, all right, thank you, Duncan. Now, much as we imagine gadgets spring from the earth fully formed with a quad-core processor and a power lead umbilical cord, the reality is a legion of prototypes have come and gone before the final version. T3.com has been looking at the prototypes of yore to see how our beloved gadgets could have turned out if someone at Design HQ had taken just a measly different turn. You've already mentioned this to me earlier, the Nintendo PlayStation.
I mentioned to you earlier.
On our way into the studio.
Oh, well, that's good. You're sort of you're taking us outside of the framework of the... You're hinting at our wider lives together. Not together. But it's not that kind of a relationship.
No.
There's no affection there. We were, weirdly enough, talking about the... no sexual attraction.
I see where you mean.
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's not make this any more uncomfortable.
The I was going to sit here and gently pleasure myself whilst talking about phones.
Vacuum cleaners.
What were we talking about? The
Nintendo PlayStation.
It nearly happened, yes, because...
No way.
This is one of the most famous stories in tech. And by famous, I mean it's wheeled out on quite a regular basis. Yeah. But, of course, the PlayStation, it was originally Nintendo almost sort of hired Sony to... provide an add-on for their own
systems.
Yeah,
it was when
everyone
was going, like, CD-ROM, like, Philips came out with the... Well, what was that thing called?
Was it the CDI?
CDI, Philips like one. Yeah, and everyone went, oh my God, we need CDs, and there was CDs being added to everything.
Yeah, and was it the 32... The Mega CD on the Mega Drive.
Yeah, the Mega Drive had one.
Followed by the 32X, which was like an add-on processor.
Yeah, it was just a load of nonsense,
that idea never caught on, did it?
Yeah, yeah. So this was Nintendo's answer.
Yeah, so they went away and produced this thing, which, if you squint at it, and maybe if you wear glasses, if you take your glasses off and then squint, you could say it looked quite like the PlayStation 1 that eventually came out.
Interestingly, the name.
I mean, interestingly, PlayStation is a much better name, I think, than SNES, NES, GameCube,
Nintendo Entertainment
Wii,
System, or Famicom.
Yeah, or any product that Nintendo has ever brought out, in fact. So, like, Sony at least nailed that straight away.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, apparently there was some sort of falling out. And Sony were like, well, we're taking our ball away. Or maybe Nintendo were like, actually, this is a stupid idea. We don't want this CD-ROM.
Who'd want anything called a PlayStation?
Yeah. That sort of sounds fun.
Yeah.
You know, you want to call it a Famicom or a SNES.
I dipped into the 1983. It's not an Apple iPad, but it is Apple. And it's...
The Newton?
Not the Newton. Oh. The Bashful.
The Bashful.
It was a tablet.
Followed by the Grumpy, the Sneezy.
It was a tablet prototype from 1983. It was created by Frog Designs for Steve Jobs.
You're just making this up.
I'm not making this up. It was called the Bashful. It was a tablet. It had an attachable keyboard.
Hmm.
The
Bashful made by Frog Designs.
Yeah, there's design themes that went into the Snow White theme that they had, which was...
Fair dues. Well, I suppose an apple features in Snow White.
Yeah. That's what Apple called...
it was a poison apple, though.
Yep. No. Snow White was the period, a design period for Apple, and the Bashful kind of flowed into all that.
Yeah.
But
why would they choose that? Because there's the apple in Snow White is poisonous, so the associations are all wrong.
In 1983, they were kind of...
They thought that was cool.
They were counterculture.
They thought it was cool to poison people.
Yeah, exactly.
These commies.
Yeah.
So that would also make Steve Jobs like the Wicked Witch, would it?
Possibly, possibly.
Or but the Prince.
It is a tablet, and it's there in 1983. You know, it's kind of, these ideas were forming. They were all there.
Yes.
It's just waiting for the technology. A lot of these are just waiting for the technology to catch up.
I'd call that idea slightly half-formed, but
okay.
Interesting, though. I'd never heard of that.
There you go.
Almost to the point where I think you've just made it up.
I've not. Look on
Teeth.com. I'm going to go away and Google this.
All right. Well, that is about all for this week. Remember, Teeth.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on your tablet. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.